语课堂听 class.com。
Practice hour, part one, memory training. Instructions. Listen to the following two passages without taking notes. Reproduce passage one in the source language and passage two in the target language.Passage 1.
中国环境文化与生态文明建设必须向新文明转型。中国的国情，特别是人口资源环境结构不合理，不能走西方传统工业文明的发展道路。中国是社会主义国家，不能搞生态殖民主义，不能搞霸权，必须向新文明转型。党中央近几年提出的科学发展观、和谐社会、资源节约型和环境友好型社会等理念，为建设社会主义新的文明体系奠定了基础。我们的优势在于，我们有丰富的历史文化思想资源可以继承，我们地处东亚，有儒家文明与工业文明相融合的现成经验可学，我们也有欧洲社会主义与西方文明融合成功的经验可以借鉴。我们社会主义政治理想中天然蕴含着社会公正这一生态文明的核心理念。我们正在不懈努力，把构建社会主义的环境文化与生态文明作为我们的责任与使命。
Passage 2. The world faces environmental problems. The world faces a complex variety of problems in the immediate future. Many of these problems are environmental in nature, relating to growth in the human population and associated demands for land, food, and energy.The global economy is fueled to a dominant extent.By fossil sources of energy coal, oil, and natural gas. Environmental issues resulting from coal consumption include air pollution and notably particulates, nitrates, and sulfates, with important implications for both environmental and human health. Combustion of fossil fuels contributes a large and growing source of CO2.With implications for changes in global climate. The conference will review the challenges we face over the coming decades, commenting on strategies that might be implemented to minimize potential negative consequences.